Broadcasting to the world. Broadcasting to the world. To the world.
BlakeRadio.com. Music for your mind, body, and soul. Talk radio at its best. You're listening to Rainbow Soul from BlakeRadio.com.
It's another Wednesday afternoon right here on Blake Radio. The time right now is 6:31, and I'm Sugar, and I'm joined by my co-host, Spice. How are you doing?
Hey, I'm good. How's everybody out there, and how are they enjoying this 4th of July, I wonder?
Yep, it is. It's a hot one out there, and for all those who are having their barbecues, I think they forgot to drop some hamburgers over here, right? I know. We didn't have a hamburger or a hot dog today, but hey, you know what? You know, a lot of people are saying, like, you know, it's so, like, it just doesn't feel right to have the 4th of July on, like, during the weekday.
Yeah, it's rough for people, you know, and then you got to go to work the next day. So
yeah.
It's limited celebration, you know, because a lot of people like to celebrate with drink, and you just can't do that when you got to get up tomorrow and go to work.
Yep. Oh, but anyway, so stay tuned a little bit later. You know, in the evening, we'll be having the beautiful fireworks display, which will be happening. So if you can, get to a spot where you can enjoy the beautiful fireworks. But right now, we hope that you locked on for the next hour and enjoying our beautiful conversation, as always. Here we discuss celebrity gossip, as well as our star sign for the month, and also a hot topic, which, today we're going to be talking about Independence Day, the 4th of July, and how important this day is to Americans, right? This is your independence.
Yeah, this is our independence, or somebody's independence.
Oh,
but
somebody.
Listen, before we get on that topic,
all right, let's go.
Newsflash. Listen, voters, Democratic voters, listen, you need to make sure that your name is still on the register to vote, because I'm hearing they are thinking of creative ways to get us off the roster so that when November comes, we won't be allowed to vote, especially if you haven't voted on those little votes that we have, you know, during the course of the year. You go out and you just vote because they have the polls in there. You just pick out some people to help you in your state or whatever the case may be. Listen, make sure, go register again, another application, do what you have to do to make sure that you will be able to vote in November. We need all the help that we can get. And young people, if there are seniors out there that cannot get around by themselves, please help them to those machines to get them to vote, and also make sure that their names are still on the roster also. So in October, everybody should be busy putting their information back in the computer so that we'll be able. Don't get up there at the last minute and thinking you're going to vote and they say, oh, you can't vote because your name is not here. You know, so make sure that your name is still there.
Wow. Well, you know, it's funny you actually bring that to our listeners' attention. I was watching the BET Awards last week, and what's his name? Reverend Al Sharpton. He accepted his award. He received the Humanitarian Award. And in his speech, that is something that he brought forward to the public. Please, you know, people are trying to find ways. Exactly what you just said right now.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And that was really, that was very informative right there. So thanks. Thanks for coming through on that.
Yeah.
Well, Carry on.
Mm-hmm. I said it's very important for us
to vote. Yeah.
Yes.
You know, speaking of the BET Awards, last week was the BET Awards, and you know, usually I don't really watch the BET Awards, but this year, I don't know. I sat down, and it didn't disappoint, actually. You know, we got to see Kanye West and Kim Kardashian. You know, those in their relationship. And he actually, Kanye performed in the opening act, and they showed Kim Kardashian so much on the BET.
But did you hear that
you watched
talking
it?
About marriage?
Yeah, I did. Mm. Apparently, you know, he's the one who actually wants to get married and have kids. I guess he's looking at his company around him. You know, everyone's heading in that direction, and I guess he wants to be part. He wants a family of his own, and you know, if that's what he wants, then I don't know. He's not one of my favorites.
Yeah, well,
you gotta
make sure he got the right partner. I mean, you just don't.
Yeah.
You know, you just don't jump in the bandwagon because everybody else is doing it.
Yeah, that's very true. And also, if you watched the awards, you know, one of the reasons why I actually watched it was to see the Whitney Houston tribute.
Mm-hmm.
And Monica was the one who actually began the tribute, and she sang the song that Whitney sings in The Preacher's Wife, I Love the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
I tell you, that Monica, oh my goodness, she can really, really, really sing. I mean, that performance that she had put on was beautiful. And then after that, Brandy came on and she did two songs, which was okay, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And then, did you hear it?
No, I caught the tail end of her, and then Faith came on and she sung, right? Is that the same thing?
Those were the awards, but that was for oh my goodness, what's that group called? They were honoring the other group.
Oh, okay.
Frankie Beverly and Mace.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. But wait, yes, but that's still the same awards. But then Brandy came on, and then Whitney's brother came on, and he sang. And the highlight of the whole thing was when Sissy Houston came on, Whitney's mom.
Right.
And, you know, she came on stage and she said, "This one's for you, Nip." And I tell you, I don't know how that woman held herself and sang that whole song. She sang Like a Bridge Under Troubled Water.
Mm-hmm.
It was so beautiful. It was so, so, so beautiful. So she performed there, and it was really nice. It was a nice show. I mean, it.
But
didn't
was
disappoint.
Her daughter there? Was Whitney's daughter there at all?
No, the daughter wasn't there. You know, she's busy filming her reality show.
Oh, excuse me.
Yeah, they have a reality show coming up, so that's going to be pretty interesting too.
Yeah, I think so.
Well. So, have you any idea what's going on in Celebrityville besides the Tom Cruise saga, which we will be talking about? Oh, God, I think we need a whole show just to discuss the whole Scientology.
Absolutely.
Tom Cruise. Oh, my God. We'll talk about that a little later.
I'm confused with John Travolta and Kelly Price. I'm really, really confused at what's going on with Mr. John Travolta. Is he gay or not?
Well, your guess is as good as mine, because like you told me, what happens behind closed doors, nobody knows.
I know.
So I don't know.
I'm inclined to believe that he must be something that's pretty much unheard of. But
you think he's dabbling in it?
I think he is a trisexual. You know,
goodness.
That's a person that might try anything. So I'm in belief that, he's falling in that category.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh, well, I don't know. Something's going on there, but who knows?
But how long do you think his wife can tolerate all of this? Because it's humiliating for a wife.
It definitely is. I mean, you're right.
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, like, just those two alone know the pressures and, you know, the BS that they're going through. Just like Tiger Woods. Remember how Tiger Woods Tiger Woods' wife said, like, she supported, or like she was standing behind him, and then not long after that she filed for divorce. I don't know.
Yeah. Well, it's for so much you can take. Once you go through a little bit of something, you really, really have to stand your ground after that, because it becomes monotonous after a while.
Yep, for right, for real, for real.
But, you know, Miss Joan Rivers, she wrote a, she got a book out. It's called I Hate Everyone Starting With Me. And she's 79 years old, and she wrote her little book. So they say it's interesting, so I'm thinking about I might go out there and buy it.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. Joan Rivers, I tell you, I loved her reality show that her and her daughter did together.
It
was such a laugh.
Funny.
Yeah, you know, it's good to have stuff like that on TV. You know, all these reality shows that they're having on. Well, now they have a reality show that's called Celebrity Exes, where it has Will Smith. Yeah. It has Will Smith's ex-wife. It has
Eddie Murphy, ex-wife.
Eddie Murphy's.
Prince's
ex-wife. Oh, my goodness. And Jose, the baseball player.
And R. Kelly.
Yes. My goodness. Yeah. And I tell you, that for me now is like a funnish kind of show. Whereas, you know, I have very openly said that a show that I'm definitely not willing to watch is Love and Hip Hop Atlanta. Which
they're just slimy. They are just slimy for no reason. I just don't like I don't know the guy's name, but he has a girlfriend and he's sleeping around. He's sleeping around with everybody, and this girl is supposed to be pregnant. And she wants 50% of his business, and he's like, he's asking her, who are you pregnant by, when he know he's been seeing her for the past 6 months. I mean, I you know, come on.
You know, the funny thing is,
why put that on the show? Why put that on TV anyway?
You know why? Because people are basically doing anything to get their name out there. People want their 10 minutes of fame.
Of fame.
And you know, the funny thing is, it's so sad that people have to be exploited, or especially black women have to bring themselves to such levels to make people want to talk about them.
But
you know,
not even just that. It's just that the young men that possibly are watching this because they sitting next to some girl or something and she want to watch it, what is that teaching him, you know, how to be, how to treat another woman, you know, like this is okay, this is acceptable. Look, they put it on American TV.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? When it should not be at all on TV, not at all.
Well this is the thing, what I'm saying, you know, by the more people supporting the show and watching this kind of garbage, that's the more it's going to come back for another season. But if we have to stick together and say, listen, we don't want our young girls or our young men looking up to garbage like that. Like, let's get trash like that.
Okay, but we could hold our guns. We could stick to it for real. We can. But guess what? It's so many young people that are actually watching this.
For real. That's true.
They supersede us. I mean, we can do our part, but I don't know how much of a win-win situation that can be.
That's true. You have a point there, but just like certain things on television and nowadays, it's just crazy. Also, you know, there's this songwriter. His name is Frank Oceans. Mm-hmm. Apparently, he's come out to everyone and said, you know, his first experience, well, he had a sexual experience with a man, and you know, he's talking about it. And now other people in the hip-hop community are saying, you know, like Russell Simmons has come forward and said, you know, like, I'm proud of you for coming forward and, you know, stating what's going on in your life. Mm. I see coming out now seems to be
a
very honorable
thing.
Everybody, to do.
Yeah, everybody's coming out of the closet now. There's no more secrets.
No,
but I'm with them 100% because how can you enjoy your life trying to be something that you're actually not?
You know,
how
during
much
the
perpetrating
week,
a fraud can you do?
There you go. During the week, Anderson Cooper has officially come out. You know, people have always wondered, oh my goodness, why is he not saying so if he is? But you know, like apparently, in the media, like lots of people have actually known, like his co-workers, his friends, a lot of people in New York knew that, hey, Anderson Cooper was a gay man. And he said, you know, he's very happy to be a gay man. But, mm-hmm. you know, sometimes being in the situation that he's in, his job where it takes him to countries where gay relationships are looked down as, and, you know, I sort of understand why he would want to keep something like that. You know, it's none of your business. It's not
right.
that he was hiding it. He just didn't come forth and say, listen, this is what I am.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
Yeah. So, oh my goodness, there's so much in celebrity for Oprah Winfrey. Listen to this one. So apparently, Oprah Winfrey buys her dad's shop from foreclosure.
Mm-hmm.
Can you believe
good.
That?
Well, that's good. You know, she's helping him out and she's keeping the legacy going on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So apparently, they say here that, you know, he wanted to expand his business, and he went into another building, and it didn't work out with the building, and he owed so much money, and Oprah Winfrey had come forward and bought, like saved the day kind of thing, but still keeps the father head, like running the business and all that. So the stepmother is actually very upset about the whole thing.
Why?
You know, claiming some BS, basically. And so the stepmother says that, you know, she sees what's really going on here. But, you know, the funny thing is, the dad had actually filed for divorce from this lady, Barbara Winfrey. The dad's 80 years old, and he had filed for divorce from her on Tuesday.
Oh, boy.
Oh, boy, for real.
Mm-hmm. Oh, another closed door that we won't, we will stay tuned, folks. I guess we're here.
Yep, that's
here
what it is.
We're here going about that. Mm.
That's what
wow.
it is. Okay, so now we're going to be, you know, let's switch gears and talk about Tom Cruise. What do you have to say about the whole Tom Cruise, Katie Holmes situation?
Oh, my
you
God.
You know, it's buzzing everywhere. Every second there's something new.
Oh, geez, give me strength. Listen, First of all, you have two people in two different religions. That's deep within itself because, you know, sometimes I was married to a Muslim. Let me just use me as a instance. I was married to a Muslim, and I told him that I'm always going to be Baptist. So if you want me to become a Muslim and cover up my face, my hair, my legs, and everything like that, 86 that thought. Like, I won't do that. But we talked about it. I think that they should have done more talking, especially where there's a child involved, because as a mom, I know what I want for my child deeply. And
yeah.
as you are with someone who is different from you, when you marry them and you live with them, you learn a whole lot of new stuff that you didn't even know nothing about.
Yeah, yeah.
And when you learn these things, you're saying, I don't think, I'm going to hang out just to see if it's going to change or if he's going to try to impress me with, you know, you hang out. But then after you find out the real, real deep part of whatever is going on and you feel deep down in your soul that you don't want this for you or your child, the best thing she could have did was bow out gracefully. But I see it's not going to be gracefully. This
no.
is going to be some ongoing stuff because they're saying that this man is second in command with his religion.
Yeah.
You know, so I'm saying, yeah, I just don't know the outcome of all of this. It's going to be very public and very noisy.
So, you know, he celebrated his 50th birthday.
Yeah.
And apparently, you know, he was planning on having Katie and the daughter and, you know, the family fly up to Iceland where he is. But
mm-hmm.
apparently he came down to California and instead of spending the day with his wife and his one of his kids, he's apparently, in California spending the day with his two older kids, Isabella and Connor, the two that he adopted with Nicole Kidman, and the rest of his family.
Mm-hmm.
So they say here now that apparently he is, Katie Holmes has filed for an emergency hearing.
Wow.
the two of them will be face to face July 17th appearing in court.
Uh-huh.
And this seems like it's going to be a public hearing. Now,
wow.
You know, lots of celebrities, when they go through their dramas and issues, like to have it done behind closed doors, come to
right.
some sort of settlement and, you know, just go to the courts and, like finalize stuff. But apparently, like with this, it's going to be open to the public, which means anyone can just go in and listen.
I wonder why she decided to do it like that, though.
Something just sounds like there's some real, real stuff behind this, you know. This doesn't seem like someone who has been happily married for a very,
right,
very long time.
You see, when she's walking out in public, she has her own security, like walking
well,
around.
Well, yeah, yeah.
Just to go
she
to the
fired
court,
all,
so
she fired
security.
All his people. She fired all Tom
own.
Cruise's
mm-hmm.
people and hired her own. She hired back her old publicist, which she had before she met Tom Cruise. You know, she's making some statements over here. If you're looking at her actions, she's trying to send a message here.
Uh-huh.
You know, apparently they say that they had a contract kind of thing where she had to stay in the marriage for at least five years.
Mm.
So I guess the time is up. They say she's been taking the last year just to plan this. Now, you know, her dad is a very high powered attorney, Katie Holmes'
mm-hmm.
dad.
Mm-hmm.
So she's getting some, like, real, genuine, free legal advice. I mean, besides the lawyers that she has hired. And, you know, Tom himself has hired lawyers. But you know, he's trying to have the whole thing heard in California. And Katie Holmes is like, it's going to be held here in New York because, you know, the laws are different. She stands a better chance of getting sole custody of the little girl. So it's like really crazy. There's like so much drama going on with just that whole. I'm just dying to see the outcome of this. You know me and my
right,
daughter.
But I feel sorry for the daughter because I mean,
well, yeah.
she's innocent within this whole thing, and it's separating two people that are parents to one child, and she's gonna wind up suffering in the long run because her father's not gonna be actively in her life.
Well, you never know. It could be a good thing because, like you said, like, you know, people always say that staying in an unhappy marriage, I mean, if you're staying for the kids, it's never a good thing. So maybe.
Well, I don't want them to stay married if they're unhappy. No, don't.
Well, obviously, I mean.
I don't want them to stay, but I want them to share the daughter and make her understand that mommy and daddy loved you at the time that you were, you know, created, but we are not getting along. So now you will have to have time with mommy and time with daddy. But on her part, something is going on with him that she doesn't even want him to have that privilege.
Well, I guess she wants to be the one to make the primary decisions in the little girl's life.
Mm.
I mean, the way it's put forth to us, the public, is like Scientology is real. The real issue over here that Katie Holmes is having with Tom Cruise, which I...
Well, you know what? Before this situation came up, I never, truthfully speaking, I never even heard of this religion. Now,
yeah, well, yeah.
I don't understand it. I don't know nothing about it. I wonder, is it a cult type of situation? Because one of the leaders' niece came on TV and she said as a child, she had to carry rocks from somewhere to build up some kind of gate or fence or whatever. I don't know. Like, I don't understand it. I don't understand it. I just don't.
It's crazy.
It is. It sounds
it's
crazy
really,
to me.
It's really crazy. All right, y'all. You know, we could go on forever talking about gossip for this week because there's just so much going on. But, hey, guess what? We're going to take a quick music break, be right back, and we're going to be discussing the star sign for this month, which is Cancer. So if you're a Cancerian, guess what? You might want to stay tuned. Listen up. We're going to be telling you something about yourself. Don't forget, y'all, the time right now is 6:54 p.m. This is the 4th of July, and you're listening to Blake Radio. Stay tuned.
Feel so good. wandered, I couldn't see if he loved me, loved me not, had me always questioning. Amended heart in my belief, no insecurity, put the smile back on my lips, the swing back in my hips, and it feels so.
We're back right here on the Sugar and Spice Show. The time right now is 6:58 p.m. It is the 4th of July today, and you're listening to us on Blake Radio. I am Sugar, and I'm joined by my co-host,
Spice.
All right, so, hey, guess what? Since it is the 4th of July, and that means it's the month of Cancer. Now, let's hear what they're saying about you, Cancer. If you're born under this sign, your birthday is obviously June 21st to July 22nd. So, Cancer, you still have a couple of weeks left, the star sign. Well, at least the star sign, Cancer, until we head over to our next star sign. So, listen what they're saying about you. It says here, the crab is likely to send you frequent invitations to dinner. Of course, they enjoy your company, but they love it when you come over and compliment them on their house, decorations, and excellent cooking skills. They make loyal friends, so long as you do nothing to betray their trust. If you can handle a super emotional pal who is likely to call you up and cry into the phone for no reason, you will have a devoted buddy who is just as likely to arm themselves with a box of tissues and come to your aid when you're feeling blue. Though the crab would usually rather sit around the house tending to a garden, and organizing their bits of nostalgia, they will still occasionally be in the mood to go out for dinner and a movie. As a friend of a Cancer, you'll never need to worry about recording important events. Your favorite crab will always be there with the camera. As your friendship grows, your Cancer buddy will likely invite you to family dinners as a matter of course. A Cancer who is hurt, hurts deeply for a long time, though. So take care with the fragile emotions of your friend. Best friend bets for a Cancer is a Taurus and a Virgo. Do you know any Cancers? Is this true?
Some part of that is true. I do know a Cancer, somebody that I have been adoring for a whole, most of my life. So some part of that is kind of true.
Let me tell you what else they're saying about Cancers in the naughty version of our star sign. Cancer, which is known as the cutie, listen to what they're known as. Cancer is known as an amazing kisser. They have very sex high appeal. They're great in bed. Their love is one of a kind. They're very romantic. Most caring person you'll ever meet. Entirely creative. Extremely random. And proud of it. They're spontaneous. They're great at telling stories. They're not a fighter, but will knock the lights of you, knock the lights out of you if it comes down to it. Someone you should hold on to.
Okay, I hear you and I obey.
All right, and then let's see who you Cancers are best, your perfect partners with. It says, perfect partner for a Cancer is a Scorpio or a Pisces.
That would be me, Scorpio, that would be me.
A perfect, okay, so your perfect partner is a Cancer. So nearly perfect partner is a Taurus or Virgo. Like-minded souls would be another Cancer. Opposites you're attracted to would be a Sagittarius or an Aquarius. Learn from your differences is a Gemini or a Leo. Not your destiny is an Aries or a Libra. Astrological hell is a Capricorn. So Capricorns, you better stay clear of Cancer because they say this kind of relationship is definitely not going to work. So beware, Capricorns. All right, so I guess that's a little bit of our stars. And, hey, stay tuned next week and we'll remind you again what they're saying about you. It's still going to be the month of Cancer. All right, so, hey, since today is July 4th, you know, it's the celebrating independence of America. Now, you know, for me, who's an African, who's been born and raised in Africa, you know, even though I lived there, we knew about the 4th of July. We knew that the 4th of July was a day when Americans celebrated, you know.
Right, right.
And so I've been here for a couple of years, and, you know, I always knew that, hey, it's Independence Day for America. It's a day when you see the flag flying a lot and there's fireworks, and never really went into researching the whole thing and actually asking people their opinion on the 4th of July because I just knew it was a holiday.
Yeah.
You
but
know.
Let me tell you, the feedback that I've gotten, you know, I wanted some of my friends to, like, even call in because they felt like, really in a negative sense, they don't feel like we should be celebrating Independence Day because it's
we meaning? We what?
We as American blacks. For all that we've been through, with going, you know, all that we've went through. Now they can elaborate on it much better than I can. Whenever I said it's the 4th of July. Whew, I hope I have me some money so I can go shopping because that day I'm celebrating because everything goes on sale. That's my celebration of 4th of July.
So you never went into, like, actually the whole thing on, like, the research on what is the 4th of July?
Never, ever, at all. Not
wow.
at all. Just didn't. And until my friend was here and he was just talking about it, talking. And when he elaborated all his thoughts on it, I'm like, well, I'm glad I didn't celebrate. And even though today he called me and he said, Zach, what are you doing? I said, oh, I'm not doing nothing. I'm just sitting around, you know. He said, good, don't you be celebrating no damn Independence Day. I'm sorry. But that's what he said. I was like, oh, no, well, I'm not cooking out. I'm not doing anything. I'm just here watching TV.
So why wouldn't he want to celebrate America's Independence Day?
Because he says that's solely for, you know, he said so much stuff that I'm just wishing that he would call in because I asked him to call in. Actually, I asked two good friends who's very verbal to please call in, you know. So during our next break, what I'm going to do is call them and ask them to please call in so that
mm-hmm.
they can tell you themselves. I'd rather you hear it from them than you hear it from me.
All right, so listen to some of the things that, just a little bit of history, what they say here. It says, the 13 colonies declared their independence by officially signing the Declaration of Independence on July 4th, 1776.
Was it July the 2nd or was it July the 4th?
Okay, just hold on. A little-known fact is that the Declaration of Independence was actually accepted by Congress on July the 2nd, not July the 4th.
Okay.
July the 4th was the first public hearing of the Declaration of Independence. Still, America was not officially recognized as an independent country. Officially, they remained a part of the British Empire until they would win a recognition of their independence, which came in 1781, when England, America's parent country, recognized America's independence.
Mm.
So, wow. So, you know, this was like also informative to me, just learning that America gained their independence from the British. You know,
mm-hmm.
like just doing a little bit of this research, it was so informative just to me. And then I sat back and I started wondering to myself, oh my goodness, I wonder how many kids actually really know this.
But,
you know,
and it's true because when you were in school back in my day,
uh-huh.
A lot of things wasn't taught to us, and that's why we don't know a lot of things. They tell us what they want us to know. They don't go in depth in different things. You could walk in the street today, and if we was in the street and we had our phones as mics and we had the radio station going and we put our mic up to somebody's face, hi, how are you? This is the Blake Radio Show, and we would like to ask you a question about this particular day, the 4th of July. What do you think about the 4th of July, or better yet, how was you taught about Independence Day? What did they teach you about that day? Now, I know for a fact that half of these people will not even know.
Yeah, that's very true. That's true. That is so, so, so true. I was also having this discussion, like I was saying, with someone, you know, in the morning and talking about just the importance of knowing our history. You know, the importance, like people say, of this day. And like, just to hear what people actually know or think of this day versus the fact of if you ask them, oh, tell me two of the housewives of Beverly Hills or two of
the
housewives
of Atlanta. Oh, they'll
know that
right off the bat.
You know, it's crazy. It's really, really crazy. Let me just finish with this information. Well, let me just finish and then we'll go to a music break. I will be right back. It says here, America realized as it built its own government, it needed firm foundations. So it created the Bill of Rights in 1788, 1 year later, George Washington was sworn into office in 1789 as America's first official president. Via many wars and battles, the United States continued to gain more land, which would eventually equate to 50 states. Now, you know, people say that Christopher Columbus discovered America.
Oh, boy.
Now, well, in speaking to some people, they were like, that's a load of BS.
Yeah,
because Christopher Columbus did not discover America. This country was here. The Native Americans was living on it, and, you know, it was their land. And you guys just have me so confused on this whole the U.S. the U.S. Independence Day. It's just like, oh, my goodness. Wow.
We're so sorry. Once we learn more about it and we get into the beat of things, I will enlighten you on the real deal.
All right, hey, let's take a quick music break and we'll be right back.
And out Rainbow Soul at BlakeRadio.com, where you'll hear talk radio at its best, featuring entertainment, sports, nutrition, Africana studies, holistic healing, and celebrities. Listen to Rainbow Soul at BlakeRadio.com, where you'll hear talk radio at its best. Rainbow Soul at BlakeRadio.com. Talk radio for your mind, body, and soul.
All right, Joe, we're back right here on Blake Radio, and you're listening to the Sugar and Spice Show. The time right now is 7:17 p.m. This is the 4th of July, and, you know, it's a day that we're celebrating America's independence. And, you know, just some extra information over here. America's national capital is, for those of you who don't know, is Washington, D.C. The largest city is New York City. America's national bird is the bald eagle. And America's national anthem is the Star-Spangled Banner. America's motto is In God We Trust. And America has had 44 presidents to date. So that's just some extra information which we had there celebrating Independence Day today. And, you know, lots of people, it's so funny when you ask them, so what are you doing? What's your plans for today? And everyone seems to be laying pretty low on this day. Like, you know, I guess if it was a Monday or a Friday, people would be celebrating different. But, hey, guess what? Sugar and Spice Show decided, guess what? We are going to bring it to the people, and we're going to have our show just as normal. We'll go to a barbecue, and we'll be right back. 6:30, celebrating here with you guys. So from 6:30 to 7:30, we have been right here. And, well, what else? Let's see. Oh, the time right now is 7:19. And don't forget, next week we're going to be discussing a show on dreams. We're going to be bringing you a show on dreams where, you know, sometimes we've had situations where you've had a dream and you've wondered, oh my God, what does this dream mean? Or you've been so bothered by the fact that, you know, people say if you dream of marriage, it means someone's dying. If you dream of birth, you know, like just stuff like that. And so I know some people have said they've dreamt that they were falling, and they say that if you dream that, if you're dreaming that you're falling and you actually hit the ground, you die. So I was like, oh my goodness, yeah. So we're going to be discussing that next week. So stay tuned. All right, Joel. Wow, it is 7:24, almost time for us to wrap up. We are celebrating today the 4th of July, America's Independence Day, and, you know, we had, I had some people call me from my country as well saying, hey, you know, we're remembering you guys are celebrating Independence Day, and we just want to wish everybody a happy Independence Day, and don't forget, a little later, you know, it's always good to watch the fireworks. It's so beautiful out there. And for those who are lighting fireworks and aren't supposed to, please be careful. Please take care. But if you're out in the New Jersey area, there's lots of spots to go out to Edgewater and, you know, look at the beautiful fireworks, which will be on display. So that's going to be coming up a little later on in the evening. And there's also lots of television celebrations, which is going to be going on a little bit later. You know, I love I love to see how patriotic the American people are. You know, just I love to hear that the anthem going. And just see, you know, like when I first came here, there was something that I was so amazed by, just seeing like the unity of people. And I loved hearing the national anthem, something which I still enjoy I'm listening to. You know, we had a couple of people that said they've been trying to call in and just cannot get through. We're not sure what the problem is. I really don't know what that was, but you know, they also had their own views on what Independence Day meant to them, and lots of people like said, you know, celebrating Independence Day for what? Because they don't feel as though they've gained independence, you know, especially as black people, they had their own issues that they had with celebrating Independence Day. So I wished that they could have actually called in and we could have been discussing this with them. But hey, we'll do this next time, I guess. We'll be discussing Independence Day, which I would love you guys to have heard their views on what they had to say. So it seems like we lost Spice, but hey, I'll have to hold it down. So, people, for next week, don't forget, we're going to be discussing dreams. What have you ever had a dream that kept you confused, that kept you wondering for weeks, like, oh, my goodness, I just dreamt that my teeth fell out, or I just dreamt of teeth falling out. Does that mean that someone is going to pass away in my family? What does it mean to have these different sorts of dreams? So if you want us to tell you what your dream is about, tune in next week, 6:30 to 7:30 right here on Blake Radio. We're going to be discussing dreams, and we're going to be telling you, you know, there's also three different phases of sleep, and in which phase of sleep, like what dreams are most common. It's going to be really interesting and really informative. So we ask you to join us next week and discuss that in more detail with us. All right, y'all. So that's it from us. We will be celebrating the rest of the evening. So I guess that's it from me, Sugar. And right here is Spice.
I'm sorry, something happened with my phone and I can't connect up. But I'd just like to reiterate to everybody, please, please make sure that you find out that you can vote in November. And this will not be the last time that I was speaking on this topic. Anyway, if you're driving, do not be drunk. Be careful, be safe. They say this is the most dangerous holiday to be on the streets. So young and old, be careful. Have a blessed weekend.
All right, people, that's it from us. The time right now is time for us to be out of here. So stay blessed. Don't forget to catch the fireworks a little later on in the evening. And don't forget to tune in next week, Wednesday, 6:30 to 7:30, where we will be discussing your dreams. So that is it from us. Have a wonderful, blessed evening. And that's it. Have a good evening.
Sugar and spice. Right of the right. Never had a feeling so nice. No, girl. I want to tell the world. I found me a girl. Sweeter than sweet. That's how I feel. Never had.